Baninki ni mwenda mbana musiza.
All boyfriends, hi. I greet you.
Yes, my boyfriends. Kuba omuntu ava atya mu muninkini n'afuuka omwami wo.
How can someone come from being muninkini to being your husband?
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
But anyways, God is good.
Nembyona mukama mulungi.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
I want to say to you that you are blessed.
Njala kugamba nti oli wa mukisa.
And that Jesus loves you.
Tera ne Kristo akwagala.
Take a hold of your neighbors. Of omu no mubonga bonza nti ebola. Bonga your neighbor.
Bonga ko your neighbor mubongeko. Neighbor mubongeko ngo mwebaza okujja omwanirize.
I'm happy that you are here today.
Nimusanyufu nnyo nti oli wano olwaleero.
The last time that we shared,
omulundi gwe twasemba y'okugabana,
we shared about transformation.
Twayogera ku kukyusibwa.
As it is taught in the books, in the letters of Paul.
Nga bwe kwayigirizibwa mu bbaluwa za Paulo.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
And we were challenged to be transformed.
Era twasomozebwa okubeera nga naffe tukyusibwa.
Especially by the renewing of our minds.
Okusingira ddala mu kukyusa endowooza zaffe.
Praise the Lord. I hope that we are being transformed.
Kansubire nti tunaffe menyini tukyusibwa.
Today is Father's Day.
Olwaleero lunaku lwa bataata.
And my children called me this morning.
Era abaana bange bankubidde kasimu makyaga leero.
And wished me happy Father's Day.
Ne banjagaliza olunaku olungi olwa bataata.
So I'm going to have a happy day.
N'olwekyo ngenda kubeera olunaku olulungi.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
We are having quite a number of parties going on around the compound.
Tuyinayo obubaga bungi obugenda mu maaso mu nsija zaffe.
This compound of Children's Welfare Mission.
Mu kitundu kino ekya CWM.
The kings.
Aba kings.
Are celebrating.
Bajaguza.
Their victory in the battles.
Bajaguza obuwanguzi bwabwe mu battles ezaggwa.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
But we are celebrating fathers here.
Era mu kaseera ke kamu naffe ono tujaguza abataata.
I'm not going to ask how many of you are fathers.
Sigenda kubuuza ameka kumwe nga muli bataata.
But we celebrate you.
Naye tubajaguza.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
Now, I was thinking about the definition of who a father is.
Kati nze nga noonya envunula ya taata. Taata yaani?
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
And there is the biological.
Kati waliyo taata azaala.
But there is also something a little bit more than that.
Ne waliyo nekisinga uko kuzaala buzazi.
I have seen fathers.
Ndabye nga waliyo bataata.
I've seen children.
Ndabye abaana.
Who after being raised by a certain man.
Nga bamaze okukuzibwa omwami omu.
And without their father showing up.
Nga taata waabwe talabiseeko yadde.
In our culture.
Munono yaffe.
They go looking for their biological father.
Abaana bano ne bagenda banoonye taata waabwe ow'obuzaale.
And they honor that father.
Era ne bamuwa ekitiibwa.
As they do their introductions.
Nga mu kaseera kali nga banjula abaami baabwe.
I think it's a cultural thing.
Ndowooza kintu kya nnono kya buwangwa.
And we do have children in my family.
Era tuyinayo abaana mu famire yange.
Whose fathers were never there.
Nga bataata baabwe tebaali mu bulamu bwabwe.
I mean in my extended family.
Njogera ku famire yange engazi.
Their fathers were never, ever, ever there.
Bataata baabwe tebaabeerawo mu bulamu bwabwe.
Probably they were there the night the child was conceived.
Oboolyawo baaliwo mu lunaku kiro kiri omwana we baafuna mu lubuto. We baafuna olubuto.
After that, they disappeared.
Olumalo lwecho ne babulawo.
But they come claiming.
Ne ate ne bajjanga bagamba.
They need to be honored because they are the fathers of the children.
Batekwa okusibwa mu kitiibwa kubanga bo bebataata bo mwanono.
Today we are not celebrating those kinds of fathers.
Onako lwaleero tetuli kujaguza bataata balinga abo.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
We are probably even celebrating people.
Oboolyawo tujaguza abantu
that have been there
ababaddewo
And they have taken on the role of fathering children that were not their biological children. Praise the Lord. Do you know anybody who is like that? Do you have a father who is like that? Praise the Lord. You ought to honor him above
all.
We have been looking at the teachings of Paul and the letters of Paul. And today
we
will continue to look at the teachings of Paul still. But most of what he thinks about fatherhood. Fatherhood. Praise the Lord. Who is a father?
Tata yani.
Mr. Awe.
Mwami Awe.
Teach us today. Who is a father?
Wigirize moru alero. Tata yani. Chidabanga omvunu la nyingi ne tata yo yatwalo vunanyizibwa okulabirira nokugabirira abantu abaana wansiwe
praise the Lord
kama ibazibwe
and it is a man or a woman
kati tata ateka kuba mwami oba mchala
I've seen some women that have really taken on that responsibility.
And they
have taken care of children. Even in ways that men have been unable to do so. Well, we are not taking that away from the men. But I think sometimes, if we are to be fair, we ought to celebrate the women too that have stood in the gap. Praise the Lord. And as a church, I think in our conclusion, we shall talk about it. We need to raise men that will stand in the gap and father children that are also not their own children. Praise the Lord. We'll look at a text. Psalm 68. As we begin to talk about fathers. Praise the Lord. Psalm 68. Especially for people in this place. Beginning from verse 8. Verse 5. A father sing to God, that is verse 4. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name.
Muimbire Katonda, muimbire mukutendereza kwelinya lye.
Extol him who rides on the clouds, rejoice before him.
Mumuyimusizenga amaloboozi gamwe oyo atambulira mu bire.
His name is the Lord.
Erinya lye Mukama.
A father to the fatherless.
Kitaawe wabataliko ba kitaabwe.
A defender of widows.
Ye mukumi w'abana mwandu.
Is God in his dwelling, in his holy dwelling. We want to start by knowing that God is a father.
Katonda taata.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
He says he is our father.
Agegamba wano nti ye chita ye taata.
In this psalm it says to the fatherless.
Era mu Zaburi na agamba eri abataina bakitabo.
We are not limiting it to the fatherless only.
Naye tugenda chikomya kwa abataina bataata boka.
God is a father.
Katonda tata,
and he is the example of all fatherhood.
Era chechokulabirako eri obwatata bonna.
And if we are to look at fathers today and celebrate them, praise the Lord, there is a standard that we must use. If we are to look at fathers today and encourage them to be fathers, men to be fathers, praise the Lord, then we ought to start with looking at God. Because he is the yardstick. And once every man to take on his image and be a father, praise the Lord, not only to his children, not only every man to his children, but God has been a father, became a father even to those that were not his children before. As we were reading before, studying before, we saw that God chose us and adopted us as sons and daughters even when we were not belonging to him. Praise the Lord. So in the kingdom of God, and for people that are in the kingdom of God, it's not every man for his family. Praise the Lord. But men ought to take on children that are not theirs and take care of them as their own children. It is my prayer that in Namugongo Pentecostal Church will begin to see that happening. Praise the Lord. Now, as we talk about Paul, these are the scriptures that we will look at.
I want you to write them down.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Ephesians 3, 14 to 15. Ephesians 6, 6 verse 4.
Okay.
Colossians 3:21.
Abakolosayo olwokusatu,
3:21. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11.
Abasesoniki ekisooka, esulo y'okubiri lwa 11.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15.
Abakolosayo ekisooka, lunyirwa kuna, esulo y'okunonyirwa 15.
We cannot say
tetuinza kugamba
that Paul wrote a book specifically devoted to fatherhood.
Nti Paulo yawandike baluwa yo ngeyolokedde bataata bokka.
Yet his writings,
chokanga timbya wandikibwa reveal
one of the richest visions of fatherhood.
Ntibyobugagga ekyokukolesebwa ekyobugagga ennyo mu bwataata.
Paul understood fatherhood.
Paulo yategeera bwataata.
Not merely as biological parentage.
So si kubeera taata azaala.
But as a calling.
Naye ng'okuyitibwa.
That is rooted in the very nature of God.
Okusimbiddwa mu mbala ya Katonda.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
In the teachings of Paul, we say,
mukusomesa kwa Paulo tulaba,
that fatherhood begins with God the Father.
Obwatata butandika ne Katonda mwene.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
He is the first father.
Yitata asoka.
As they say, he is the Alpha.
Ngawo bagamba nti yekitaffe.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama
yebazibwe. His father in the beginning.
Yali Katonda muntandikwa.
His father in the middle.
Era Katonda wakati.
He is father even at last.
Era ye Katonda kunkomerero.
He is the Alpha.
Yasoka.
And the Omega.
Atera yamaliriza.
The beginning.
Yatandika.
And the end as an example of fatherhood.
Yentandikwa era yenkomerero nga obwataata
bwandibadde. And also as an expression of fatherhood.
Nera ngokugira ku bwataata bwandibadde.
Praise the Lord. He is the beginning.
Yatandikwa.
And this kind of fatherhood should be expressed in homes. I believe every person comes from a home. Through loving leadership and spiritual formation. And extend to the church through spiritual fatherhood. And mentoring. And discipleship. But in this world, fatherhood is misunderstood. Praise the Lord. If you ask people who is a father, we'll get the very thing, the example that I gave you. It's a father. A father.
Tata.
Is one.
Yo.
Only biologically. And let me speak in Luganda.
Katika nchogere mu Luganda.
Oyo musajja abana akola atya? Abesibako bwesibi.
This man is only holding on to these kids.
Sibana be.
They are not his children.
Si abazala.
He's not the one who.
Abana chijana nyina.
These children came together with the wife or the mothers.
I don't know whether Mr. Way has understood. But somehow you miss the drama in the words. Praise the Lord. I think it should be there also in your house. Where people say that man is pretending to be the father to those children. He is not.
See.
He is not the biological father. Those kids came with their mother. And so I believe that is a misunderstanding of what fatherhood is
really
about. Praise the Lord. I think we also have some other phrases that I have heard on weddings. And they are well meant, by the way. But I've also heard people say, a father
Tata
is the God. Is God here on earth? I've seen fathers who have behaved. Like the devil.
Nga stan.
Praise the Lord. Who have not taken care of their children. All they have been, it may be dramatic, I hope they are not children here. But they are children here. Who have behaved as if they are donors.
Nga bo, but donor.
All they did.
Chona chewakola.
Was supply.
Choka cheba kola kuali kugaba. Nkwaso.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yabazibwe.
And then they sat back.
Aho nebala nama.
And waited for the rewards.
Nebali indirida. Chivagendo funam.
Tata. And when you go for the introductions, they are sitting in the compound.
Era bogenda ku kwanjula baba tudde mu compound zaabwe.
They are crossing their legs.
Nga basazeeko.
And they are speaking those words they say. Anyo yasalimbira muluja lwa tata.
Nga bogere bigambe bitisa ti. Who is that? Trespassing the father's compound.
Now my jaja used to say.
Jaja wange yaliteranga kugamba.
Batata nga ne batata tebanna bakujja.
The fathers, even before fathers came.
There
are people who call themselves fathers, even before fathers have
they
come.
They call themselves fathers, but they are not fathers at all. So fatherhood has been misunderstood. It has been neglected. Praise the Lord. It has been neglected. It has been abused. But in the teachings of Paul, we see comparing models for Christian fathers. Praise the Lord. praise the Lord. And we want to take those models and be fathers. Praise the Lord. We want to be fathers that are Christian fathers. Fathers that are not only donors, but are there for their children. So according to Paul's teachings, number one, Ephesians chapter 3
and
verse 14, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14, Nwanji?
Yeah.
Come here. Okay.
So much in the world.
For this reason, I kneel before the Father.
No one song of coming a masogach tongue.
That is verse 14.
Nilwakumina rock. No, yeah.
Paul writes, for this reason, I kneel before the Father.
Paul, and the Kanagaman, to learn song of coming a masogatat.
From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
Okamoyo, family zone no kuva kun cinema guru.
Praise the Lord. From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Before discussing fathers, we see that Paul points to the Heavenly Father. And he says, from him every family derives its name. Praise the Lord. Every family should take on his what? His name. But also his, the model of his fatherhood. Every father should reflect the following as a part of the character of God. Love. Every father should love like God loves. Unconditionally. Praise the Lord. I hear of fathers that send away their daughters. Even their daughters are pregnant. Well, that's up to you. Maybe you are sending them away and you are going to bring them back. I don't know. But if my daughter becomes pregnant, she does not stop from being my daughter. And I don't know, maybe they do it for example. So that other people may learn. Praise the Lord. But my daughter is not an experiment. I remember in economics, they used to say economics is a very difficult field. If I remember very well, they said, you know, because it deals with people.
Because
and people should not be experimented with. Praise the Lord. If an experiment is going to be done, it should be done with a rat. Praise the Lord. These are the lab rats.
What do you message about some laboratory?
Those white ones.
Enjeru.
But not with my daughter.
So see, because
praise the Lord.
My
God has loved me so much
that
while I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. Is that the same way you love your daughter? Is that the same way that you love your son? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor yes or no. While he was died, for us, while we are still sinners. So in families, fathers should demonstrate the love of God. Because he's the example for every family. Praise the Lord. There is compassion. God is a compassionate God. fathers, you ought to be compassionate. I hear that fathers are not compassionate.
Batata bateko kuba no kusasira. Mpulira nti batata tebaina kusasira mubo.
That if they need, if somebody needs compassion,
tero muntu abayagalo yeta ko kusasira.
They go to the mother.
Bo oya baino gende wa mama.
But I also was talking to somebody who says, eh, this morning, by the way, I was talking to somebody. And he said, you know what?
Nagambo manyi?
What I was asking him about somebody. And he told me, eh, hey, that one, if he wants to go out, he goes to the father and asks for permission. Then he informs the mother, Mama.
Aunabulirako mama wente, why mama?
This weekend I'm going out with my friends.
Weekend yenu ngenda kwa weru ne mikono jangi.
He said that if he was to ask the mother,
neba gamba singa badde ya sabata nga saba mama we.
Mother would say no.
Mama badde agambira wonedda.
There is also a TikTok I saw about a mother and a father.
Bwana ka video ka TikTok kenalaba akakwategana ku mama ne tata.
Somebody asked the mother, Mother,
omu yabuza mama we, waye mama?
Hey, father, yes, the father. Father, I want some money. Oh, okay. You need money, okay. Yeah, here is the money.
Tata na ajira, wewe yataka sente, kwata sente zizu.
Then he asked the mother, Mother, I want some money.
Nabuza mama, mama, mbade njaka yuka sente.
And there was a lot of meandering.
Aho, mama, nata niko kupala apalanya. Mother started giving a lot of excuses.
I don't know how true that is.
Simani mazimagali mwecho.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
But fathers should model the compassion of Christ.
Neba tata bandi badde bakolanga okusasira kwa Kristo kwe kuli.
God is faithful.
Katonda wa mwesi.
To the children,
Eliabana.
To us,
Elife.
Praise the Lord. When we say that we ought to be faithful, we forget that God was first faithful.
To
the covenants that He makes with us. When He promises something, He does it. He does not change like man.
Tachusa ngabantu webali.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazibwe.
And also fathers ought to be faithful.
Era batata betaga belebesigwa.
I was telling somebody and she told me, you forget about it. I said, I forget about it, but I remember it.
Mbalina kwengamba nagamba kuchira bili.
I'm not in pain.
Nchira bidde na ye.
We were talking about fathers yesterday. I was talking to somebody and told her, you know what?
Era jo nago madogera na yoku batata
na ngamba. Children remember all the broken promises that their fathers make. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying that fathers are perfect. But when I was growing up, my father told me, when you finish P4, I'm going to buy you a suit. I remember, by the way. I finished P4, the suit never came.
Nemaliza P4 yange, ne suit yo sajira bako.
I still remember.
Nekaka no onji jukira.
Not in pain.
Simo bulumi.
I think it was a lesson.
Kwali kuyi kusukuchalisha kuigirako.
God is faithful.
Katonda wa
mwesimbo. When He promises to do something, He does what? He does it. Fathers, don't promise what you will not be able
to do. Batata, temusubiza bimtasobole kukola.
Just do it.
Kola bukozi.
How many of you remember the promises your dad made to you?
Bameka kufa bajukire bisubizo batata uchi byakola joli.
Some of you, your father has never promised you anything.
Abamukume batata umetemana che basubiza.
You remember Mr. Awe?
Ojukira mwami awe.
Mr. Boy, you remember?
Ni mwami boy ojukira.
And they fulfill their promise.
Byona babitukiriza.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
But I think also mothers.
I don't
remember the promises my mother made. Maybe she never made any. Praise the Lord. But for me, my daddy. My daddy was my hero.
Daddy wange yali hero wange.
Praise the Lord. I don't know. Maybe they just put it in us.
This
was not my dad. I think it was my mother.
ndoza tiyali dadi wangu buli yali mama wange oyo chitekamu
because when our dad would come back they would say dadi wa makomao
akomi dadi wabanga akomao
go and welcome back your daddy
gendo yandize dadi uya akomao
and we would run dadi uchororo dadi uyo dadi uu are say no mugati praise the Lord
kama yebazwe
he has done what
akomyiwo
he has brought bread
are say no mugati
he would take the things he was carrying
that wa mutikulanga bya balese
they say greet your daddy
wo ya mama ngatugamba mukindi wa daddy wa mwe
I think even as we are talking about that mothers
ndoza ngatogera ku bad mama
we are talking about daddies but we are talking to them to mothers now
ngatogera ku batata neka akano togera ku mama
praise the Lord
kama ibazi
these days I see mommies that want to separate the children from the what from the father
nakuzino ndaba ba mama abafu bennyo okwa ula abana okuvedi tata wabwe
daddy wa mwe daddy wa mwe
your father
praise the Lord
kama ibazi
but who are good fathers
na ye tu wachitibwa batata abalunji
praise the Lord and being a good father does not mean that you have the whole world at your feet
atukubera tatu muluchi tetegeza nti wine nsiyo now as we begere
byo that you can give everything that is wanted
nti osobola okuba buli chimuche oyagala
chiba we understand that human fathers are limited
tumanyi nti batata ababuntu tebaina buli chimu baina obakoma
praise the Lord sometimes a father may not be able
obuli ya otata inzo kwanga taina busobozi
to take their kid to a certain school
kutwala mwana we musomere elimu
but it's their responsibility to train them in such a way
nevunanzibwa abwabwe okumuyigiriza mu ngeri
that they will be able to face the world
njaje okusola okwenganga ensi
so there will be fathers who will say
nolocho jakwa watata bagamba
I can't take you to secondary school
nizo utakutwala mu secondary school
but I want you to go
na injagalo ogende
and learn with this man
oyige eonono mwami
who is welding
ona yochebiuma
learn to weld so that you can be able to make your own future
yigo okochebiuma nawo solo ku school ebisira byo maso bere birungi
praise the Lord
kama ibazibwe
the father plans
tata ateka
and uses the resources that they have
na koze sebe byaina
even if those resources may not be money
wadenga binzo kwanga ebintu byo si sente
they may be people resources
binzo kwanga abantu bayina mulamu
bwe it could be networking
oba abantu bamanyi
but they plan for the future of their children
na ibatekira ebisera byo maso byabana babwe
so even as we talk about fathers today we are not saying
nolo chonga togira kubatato olwalero
tetugamba all the money in the world to be a father
ntoteke okubera ne sente zona munsi
but you must have all the care in the world to be a father.
Niwo okubera nokufayo konna ku munsi okubera tato mulungi.
To find a way.
Okufuna okuteme kubo.
Where there seems to be no way, that's what God does.
Awalabikanga watali kubo katonda bwakola.
Tell your neighbor.
Gama mulirwana.
A father finds a way where there seems to be no way.
Tata ateme kubo awatalibika kuba kubo.
A father is a bulldozer.
Katonda linga chibulldozer chitewo chikole ngudo.
Nze sigamba katonda.
Tata batata tulinga bulldozer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But they find a way tebe kubagiza tebakola chi?
They find a way. They don't lament, they don't give up.
Ati tebanenya muntu mulala lwa kunanyizibwa bwabwe.
They don't blame any other person for their own responsibility.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
So our father is should model God's faithfulness.
Norecho tata yandibadde akola nga obwisigo bwa Katonda webuli.
Our father should model God's provision.
Katonda tata yandibadde ateka mu nkola nga Katonda bwagabirira.
God is a provider, a father should provide.
Agabirire Katonda agabirira ne tata yandigabiridde.
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6.
Abebraniya esula 12 nyirwa mukaga.
God disciplines, a father should discipline.
Katonda abonereza ne tata abonereze
bakuita kubonereza
kugunjula
ema give me that one
kugunjula
ema
ofisimu
praise the Lord
kama ibazwe
so father disciplines
tata agunjula
is the source of fatherhood
kubanga ye katonda mwenyini sibuko yobwa kwa tata
should model his character
tata yandikopye embala ye.
Paul teaches that fathers represent God within the family.
Paulo ayigiriza nti tata abelenga katonda mu family eyo.
They represent God in the family.
Babirawo kulwa katonda mu family.
But they are not God.
So siba katonda.
A father's words,
ebigambo bya tata,
and character,
nebikolwa nembala,
should help children,
biyambe abaana,
to understand the nature of God.
Okutegeera embala ya katonda.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Number two. First, we have said that God is the Father, is the source of all fatherhood. Secondly, we said that God is the primary responsibility of a father. Is spiritual formation. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 says, fathers,
batata,
don't provoke your children to anger. Praise the Lord. Don't provoke your children to anger. I don't know how fathers were doing it at that time. But bring them up in discipline and in the instruction of the Lord. A father should point his children to God. Praise the Lord, especially a Christian father. Especially a Christian father. Bring your children to church. Point them to Christ Jesus. Allow them to be in ministry. And to serve God. Praise the Lord. Let your children serve the Lord.
If you're a Christian, allow the children and make them love to come to church.
Paul,
as he talks about success, he doesn't talk about money only. Oh, how are you standing and how are people viewing you? But he talks about growth in spirit as a family. Praise God. Show the child the character of God. You may not be able to teach the word. But take her where they can teach the word. Some of us were not taught the word, but now we know it. We don't know it. How many of us here know how to teach the word? And put up your hand. The fathers, and you are able to teach the word. They are not here. How many of us know where the word can be taught? Praise God. The Bible says that groom the child in a way that he will walk. So that when he grows, he will not swive away. My children took a journey somewhere. But they still look for where the church is.
Mukama yebazi. Buli lwa Sunday bagenda ne bakola batya?
Every Sunday they go and pray.
They come and tell her, "We went to this church.
They come and tell her, we went to this church.
This is
what we prayed about,
we talked about. Praise God.
But if they left here without us caring about church,
where
they are, there is music. There are clubs. And other very many other things. But as they are searching, they end up going to the church. But even when they go there and hear what is being preached over there, they will complain and say, but whatever they were teaching there, it wasn't coming well. It doesn't make sense.
So we should pray for our children, fathers.
N'olwekyo tusabire batata babana baffe.
And demonstrate faith in everyday life.
Era tuteke mu nkolo okukkiriza mu bulamu bwaffe bwa bulijjo.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibu.
As I speak to boys.
Nga njogere eri abaami.
I find out boys.
Nsanga nti nazuula nti abaami abalenzi.
As I speak to boys, I've discovered that boys don't know how to pray.
Nga njogera ku eri abalenzi nakizuula nti abalenzi bamanyi kusaba.
Some of the boys in the schools around here.
Abalenzi abamu mu kifo kino.
And maybe it is the same as I speak to the men today.
Era oba engeri yemu nga njogera eri abaami olwaleero.
Praise the Lord, do you know how to pray?
Mumanyi okusaba?
Let me see the men who know how to pray.
They can daba baami abamanyi okusaba.
Some are putting up their hands a little like this.
Abamu mukono.
Kuluanga wanga mankwa.
Abutika yompola mpola.
Nsabi.
What if they ask me to pray now?
Kulekera baani. Bamama.
We have left off a prayer to the mothers.
Mugeni mwegairi.
Please go and intercede.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
But men.
Naye abasajja.
To pray.
Okusaba
is to speak to God.
Kuogereri Katonda.
Just as I'm speaking now.
Ngera bwenjogera kawakano.
You may not need to speak very fast.
Nyizo kwanga setaka kuogera.
You may not need to speak very long.
Obo okuogere banga dene.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
But if you speak to God and say, God,
nebo ogereri Katonda no ngamba Katonda nzuno.
Help me and my family.
Nyamba ne family yangu.
Then you have prayed.
Awuno obo sabye.
But every time you tell men to pray, they run away. They say, "Zebi okusaba, sivitegera."
Nebulu wogamba abami okusaba wagamba ntai. I don't. These things of praying, I don't understand. But if you find them talking, chatting,
kuchagulani
about chagulani, for example, about Manchester United,
ebigambo byabisenge kabulungi.
They will align their words.
Mungeri yemu yoyogera mu bwotyo.
In such a way that the way you speak.
Uyogera ne Katonda.
If you would speak to God in the same way.
Bakubino byola byechina dini bino betuchusa malobozi.
Leave alone these things of religion where people change their voices.
Mukatemba wafe.
This is not in our own drama. Speak the way you speak. Just like when you reach home and ask for tea, I feel tired. Where are the children? Have they left school? And this is the same way you speak to God. God has come back from
home.
God has come back from
home.
Today help me to have a good rest. Help my kids too to go to study well. School fees also is a little bit lacking. And I'm very worried. I don't know what to do. Jesus, do you know? When children ask for fees, I would like to enter in a music school. But if you'd help me today, help me Jesus. That's how you're praying. Praise God.
You will have prayed.
Praying is like speaking to God. In the name of Jesus. Now fathers have got to pray and hear what God says about their children, but also tell God what they want for their children. Praise God. God increases blessings upon his people. So even fathers need to speak a blessing to their people. Speak a blessing over them while they're hearing. Speak over a blessing to them even when they are not there.
Mukama yebazibu.
My children will be wonderful. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And they will know that our Father prays for us. Katonda inne ebirozo ebirungi gye tuli. Praise God.
Paulo.
Paul. We see in his teaching. He teaches that authority. Needs to be practiced, exercised in love. Praise God.
Authority ought to be tempered by love.
Obuyinza bwetaaga okuteekebwa mu nkola mu kwagala.
In the time that Paul was writing, it was the Roman era.
Mu biseera Paul yawandiikira byali biseera by'Abaruumi.
And fathers possessed enormous authority.
Era bataata baalina obuyinza obw'amaanyi.
But when Paul is teaching, even in that culture,
ne Paul onga asomesa ne
mumbere munone. He goes counter culture.
God's counter culture.
He does not go according to the culture.
Oh, nga byayogera te bikontana ne nobuwangwa.
Praise the Lord. Because sometimes, as we exercise our fatherhood, according to godly principles, it may not be according to the culture. Praise the Lord. It may not be according to culture. And therefore, Please, Paul also taught that women should not speak in church.
Paulo, but that's
not true.
Praise the
Lord. They go to their husband and ask, "Agambachi, msubabada somesacha."
What?
I
didn't understand anything there.
Praise the Lord.
Come my way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes our cultures go counter. They don't agree with what the Bible teaches.
Ebi se debi mu nono zafe ziwa kanya katonda owa Bible chegam.
Some of those cultures are evolving and growing.
Obuango obumu obu buchuka ira bugenda buchuka bulijjo. Bukula.
Some areas of culture are dynamic.
Buchuka.
Like there is a culture that is growing up in Uganda today.
Where
children,
abana,
when they are getting married,
bafumbirwa,
it becomes almost chaos. For me, I like very much the Banyankole culture.
Njagala nnyo obuwangwa bwa Banyankole.
Part of it.
Ebimu ku byo.
Not the one that demands 100 cows.
So sibiri, sibuli obusaba nte kikumi.
But where they, when the girl is getting married.
Naye mu bo omuwala nga agenda okufumbirwa.
Banyankole, Banyolo, Bachiga.
Abanyankole, Abanyolo, Abachiga.
They do the what they call okuhinjira.
Bakola kye bayita okuhinjira.
Who knows kuhinjira?
Okuyinjira ni akumanyi.
This is a culture we should take on here.
Eno yino no
jitwali bade tukwara. Getting married, we gift them.
Ngabana baffe bagenda okufumbirwa tubawe bilabo.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Entandikwa.
Nga tubawa entandikwa.
Mukama yebazibwe. Ife tutwala buli kimu.
But for us, we instead take everything.
Buli kalamu.
Everything alive.
Tata natuka nokugamba. Enyumba teyagwa mwe mba bakoja musoke mumalirize nyumba.
Father reaches a point of saying that the house is not complete. If you are going to come to visit, be sure to first complete this house, finish it.
Atera
and then
mutiambeko ku tebe,
also help us to get chairs,
ne ku tent,
also give us tents,
ne mereje munalia,
and also help us with the food that you are going to eat.
And then
after, the father will sit in the compound and cross his legs and say, "Who is that trespassing my compound?"
Praise the Lord.
Come on, Ebasi boy.
They have very many, too much authority.
baina obuyinza bungi.
Colossians chapter 3 verse 21 says, fathers, do not embitter your children.
Abakolosayi so yakusatu nyiro babiri mu lugamba anti abatata temunyikaza bana bamwe.
Oh, they will become discouraged.
Kubanga bajja kugwa mu amaanyi.
Praise the Lord. Paul recognizes that bitterness, harshness can embitter a child's spirit.
Paulo akizula nti okuyisa obubi abaana kiyinza okumenya omutima gw'abaana.
Praise the Lord. So as men lead,
we ought
to lead through love, patience,
bateekwa bakulembere mu kwagala n'obugumiikiriza,
understanding and grace,
nga bategeera era nga balina
ekisa. Biblical authority for the man and for any person in authority,
obuyinza obuli mu Bible eri omusajja
is not domination.
Sibwa kugulumizibwa.
It is stewardship.
Oba kufuga wabula kuyambako.
Kuwanika. It is stewardship.
Kuwanika.
Praise the Lord. Fathers should not dominate.
Batata.
But they should steward the soul of the child.
Tebandifuze wabula bawanike omutima gw'omwana
wabwe. They need to correct without crushing.
Beetaaga okulungamya nga tebamenye.
Discipline without discouraging.
Tebamala mu maanyi.
To lead without provoking.
Bakulembere nga tebakulakulanyiza kugaana.
Says, fathers, do not embitter your children.
Kugamba nti abataata temunyiikaza baana bammwe okubanyiikaza.
It seems like it's a very short scripture, but it is loaded.
Kiringa ng'ekyawandikibwa ekitono ennyo naye ate kijjudde amaanyi.
Don't embitter them. It does not happen once.
Temukulusanya baana bammwe kubanyiikaza.
Does not happen with one word.
Tekibeerawo mu kigambo kimu.
But it can happen through very many actions and very many words.
Kisobola okubeerawo mu bikolwa bingi n'ebigambo bingi.
That in the end, the children are bitter.
Ngo ovulume lw'ebyo byonna abaana nga bajjudde obukaawu.
And they also become like you when they grow up.
Awo nawe bakula ne baberanga gwe.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibasiwe.
Then fathers should lead by example.
Bakulembere mu nga babere chokulabira
ko. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 says, follow me.
Wao Bible gamanti
Paul agamba.
Mungoberere.
Nga nange wengoberera Kristo.
Mungoberere nga nange.
As I follow Christ.
Mungoberere nga wengoberera Kristo.
We understand from Paul's teaching
tuchimanyo kuita mukusomesa kwa Paulo
that to be a father
ndio kubeda tata
is to exercise influence
we kuteka munkola obu amanyo bo busobozi boina ebya abantu abalala
influence. Praise the Lord.
Kama yabazibu.
How many people are, you know who an influencer is?
Omanyi ba influencer mulembe guno bwe bali.
That kind of influence is what I'm talking about.
Obwenjogerako.
To be a father is to exercise influence.
Okubira tata kwe kuteeka mu nkola ebintu ebireetera omulala okukola nga bwe wandi agadde akole.
You got it, man. Praise the Lord.
Kama yabazibu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is to be of influence. Fathers, in this place you are influencers even before you go on social media.
Muchifo kino muri ba influencer wadenga tona bagenda ku social media.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Will the child will love to be like you?
Ta omwana wo yandiyagadde okubeeranga gwe.
When they grow up, when you ask them, who do you like to be like?
Bobabuza nti waibu okula wegala kubeera ngani?
Can they say, I want to be like my father?
Omwana yayinza kugamba nti anjala kubeera nga tata wange.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibu.
I want to be like my father.
Njagala kuba nga tata wange.
I want to pray like my father.
Njagala kusaba nga tata wange.
I want to be as bold as my father.
Njagala mbere muvubu nga tata wange.
I want to be generous like my father.
Njagala mbere mugabi nga tata wange.
I want to be handsome like my father.
Njagala kuba mulungi nga tata wange.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
That one is biological.
Echo cha kuzalirwana.
But there are other things that can be taken on through influence.
Ne waliwo ebirala ebisobola okutwalibwa nga tuyita mu kuyambako abantu okugoberera.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Through influence.
Okubeera nga okyusa ebirala
by'abantu. Follow my example.
Era Paulo n'agamba mugoberere ekyokulabirako
kyange. Let me influence you.
Muzikirize mbayambe okukyusa endowooza yammwe.
Pray like I pray. Love Christ like I love Christ.
Musabe nga bwe nsaba mwagale Kristo nga bwe njagala Kristo.
As I also follow Christ.
Nga nange bwe ngoberera Kristo.
have seen some people in certain churches
ndabye abantu bamu mu kanisa ezimu
where they have strong influencers on the pulpit
ngabo bayina abantu ba influencers abanene mu pulpit kukukatuti kabwe
kama yebas
praise
they
God
they talk like them
bogeranga bo
they walk like them
batambulanga bo
they pray like them
basabanga bo
they believe like them
bakirizanga bo
they act like them
era babisanga bo
praise the Lord. So children watch how fathers speak how fathers treat others
abana batunulira nyota tengirija isamu abalala
when you go to the market how do you treat the market women
bogena mukatale oyiso oti abachala bo mukatale
do you want to cheat them
oyagala kubabba kubasera
are you always quarreling with them
bulikasero yomba nabo
there are some people you go to the market
eriya abantu nga ogenze nabo mukatale
the children feel like hiding
abana babagala nokoyikweka
ngamba mama ayombesa abakazi bo mukatale
mse mother is always quarreling with the women in the market
uli mupi oyagala kunzima you feel like hiding in the chikapu
mwana babula kweka kwekweka mchikapu
but if you treat people with grace your children will treat people with grace
boisa abantu balala nechisa no mwana waje kwigokula ikwisa abantu balala nechisa
how do you respond to adversity
obuvumu obuzibu boita muwe isotya
obuzibu bwanga buzise
when adversity comes
where isotya
how do you behave
walwa besibira mu nyumba
there are those who lock up themselves in the house
bakubenzijibwa vita onuluja leka luku
they come and bang doors
bagamba daddy lero byaganye ku mulimu
and people get to know that things were hard for daddy at work
and children learn that's the way that you handle hard times at work
abana bayigengira jo isamu obusere bizibu ku mulimu
Titus chapter 2 and verse 7
Tito 2 olinyirwa musambu
in everything set them an example by doing what is good
mobulichimu batelewe chokulabira ko ngamukolo obulungi
another thing
echidala
a father is an encourager and a builder
tata muzamu manyi era omuzimbi
first Thessalonians
abasosolonike chisoka
olabe mukuru munde
abasosolonika
Nyangu sabo gene mu basesolonika sasolonaika
ndi mu basosolonika
Ekisoka
basolonika ekisoka
esule yokubiri
verse 2 Esu is chapter 2
olinyiro le 10 no olumo
verse 11
For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children
ngawe mumanyi nga twali nga okay ngawe mumanyi nga twali kitawe wabuli omu kumwe nga kitawe wabana bwabera eri abana be kansome mundu mulala ngabwe mumanyi nga twali kitawe wabuli omu kumwe nga kitawe wabana bwabera eri abana be
encouraging comforting and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory
nga tubabulirira era nga tubagumya mumuoyo eranga tu baswerako obujulirwa netubakutira okutambuliranga mumusanira mumaso ga Katonda
okutambulanga nga bwe musanira mumaso ga Katonda
okutambulanga bwe musanira mumaso ga Katonda oyo abaita okuyingira mu bwakabaka bwe ye ne mukitibwache
so Paul is saying that they treated these people like fathers should treat their children.
Bwana Paul agamba nti yeisa abantu bano nga tata bweyandisiza abaana
be. And he mentions the things that they did.
Era nayogera ebintu bebakola.
Things that fathers should do.
Ebintu tata byandikoze.
For their children.
Eri abaana be.
One of them was.
Ngechisoka chali nti.
he says, for you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children. Number one, verse 12. Encouraging. Number two, comforting. Number three, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Praise the Lord. A father is an encourager and a builder. He encourages. He comforts. And he urges people to live according to the will of God.
And says, don't give up.
Praise the Lord. What Paul said, we modeled this. Praise the Lord. So great fathers do not merely criticize.
But tata,
but they build confidence, strength and character, and they call children to higher standards. Praise the Lord. Fathers, are you there?
Batata, jemuli.
Batata, we muli wano.
Fathers, are you there? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Lastly but not least,
ekisembayo waulanga si kye
spiritual fatherhood.
Obatata obw'omwoyo.
We may not be fathers to all of the people here.
Tuyinza obutaba batata eri buli omu mu kifo kino.
But there's people that God is calling us to be spiritual fathers to. Paul writes and tells the Corinthians, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. He became their father through the what? Through the gospel. He cared for them spiritually. Praise the Lord. Paul was unmarried. Paul never had children. But he says he became their father. And that is the ultimate kind of fatherhood that we want to talk about today. The one that is not merely physical. Praise the Lord. But one which is also in other
words.
Praise the Lord. It could be spiritual. It could be through provision. It could be through emotional support. And that is what people need the most. Once you have been given birth to, the physical is done. But after that, there are very many needs that follow. Praise the Lord. There are very many other needs that follow. And Paul says, I became your father through the gospel. Praise the Lord. I became your father through the gospel. And there are very many other ways that we can become fathers to people. Praise the Lord. Provision of school fees and needs.
Okugabirira school fees ne dagala.
Ema jangu wano.
Ema come here.
Jangu kuwe ku sente. Oyagala sente?
Come, I give you some money. Want some money?
Get it what you wait a lot and wait a lot.
You're moving around and...
Praise the Lord.
Pray,
because your name for set out away.
I've become his father.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there are many ways that we can become fathers to people. If you can give, give.
obanga osobola okugaba gaba
if you can encourage encourage
oba osobola okugumya gumya
praise the lord
kama ibazibwe
but be there for somebody
naye biirawo ku lw'omuntu
today I also received a message from somebody
olwaleero nange nfunye obubaka okuva eri omuntu omu
and she wrote to me and said daddy
yampanikide n'agamba daddy
appreciate you
tukusiima
nabino nabiri praise the lord I also wrote back to her say thank you so much for my father's day message
nange ne mudamu n'ogamba bali nyolo obubaka bwange
obubatata very glad for being there for you
tuli basanyufu ndi musanfu nyo kubabererawo
I pray for you and your family
mbasabira mwe ne family yamwe
praise the lord
kama ibazibwe
and I was just there when she needed help
era nabira ubezi
somebody
yetago obuyambi
she needed somebody to talk to
yali yetago omuntu gwayogera naye
I actually never knew that I was having such a great impact in her
nali simanyi nti nali nino mukumulimu gwamanyi gwenkozembula
mu I was just being me
nze nali mbera nali nkola nze kyenkola bulijjo
praise the lord I have by the way daughters and grandchildren banange
nzo manyi nabana nabazukuru banji
praise the lord
mukama yabazibwe
this one who is called you know Jennifer
walwe yakubideko
mu Jennifer is my daughter
Jennifer mwala wange
praise the lord
Hallelujah.
I'm not her biological father
sinza muzala mu buzalirwana
but she's excited
naye musanyufu nyo
for me to be in her life
ye nzo kubira mbula muwe
she calls and gives me the children to talk to
ankubira nampa abana njogere nabo
some very beautiful binyakolega boys
abawala abavuka abavuka abalunja abana abato abalunja abalenzi
binyankole ati Jennifer comes from Lira
and Jennifer comes from Lira
praise the lord
kama ibazibwe
then I also have another daughter from Guru
nina no mwala wango mlalo kuve Guru
he has given me a granddaughter called Mahal
era yampadde Mahal
Mahal.
Mu India.
Mudugafu.
It's black Mahal.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
But being open.
Ne yokubira ngo limugufu.
To people.
Eri abantu.
And listening to them.
Nokubawuliriza.
And talking to them.
Nokugira jebali.
And giving sometimes
no kuba wolumu no lumu
praise the lord
kama ibazibwe
you never know the life that you will touch
tomanya obulamu bono okomako
and the people that will call you father
na abantu bana kuita tata wabo
sometimes they don't even need to call you father
they just need to be taken na kuita tata
they just need to know that you are there
ni betaka kumanya nti dala joli
so as we conclude we are saying who is a father
katinga tumaliza tubuza ah ni tata
and as Mr. Owe said a father is somebody
eranga Mr. Owe yagambye nti tata yoyo
who will be there
agenda okubeerawo
for you
okubeererawo
and model the love of Christ
era umba awumbe umbo kwagala kwa Kristo
in your life
mu bulamu obwo
somebody who will be patient with
mtu agenda okugumikiriza
praise the lord
kama ibazibwe
and believe in you like a father should believe in their son
akukiririzemu nga tata byandikiririza mu tabaniwe
their daughter
oba muwalawe
praise the lord
kama ibazibwe
by the way the fruit does not fall very far away from the tree
atino ichibala techigwa nyo walo kuva ku muti kwe kivudde
there was somebody who was criticizing their son for poor performance in class
walwe yali anenya omwana wenga mnenyo kolo bubi mu kibina
and I said but you
nene mbuza na ikwe
whose son is that
umwana yowani
my son
mwana wange mtabani wange
does the fruit fall very far away from the tree
you why yechibala chigwa wala nyo kuva ku muti kwe kibadde
ye ne yo mwana no mugula vunyo
no really but this one is very very clumsy
na ninja yamugamba nawe wali mugula
I will say but you too you are clumsy
ye ne yo mwana no tawulira
this child is stubborn
can we ask his grand father how you
why?
Used to behave
tubuze jajjawe kugwe ngire jwali weisamu nawe ngole muto
temperaments are inherited
mbaleyo baba na bajisikira
I understand also intelligence is inherited
manyi nti no na magezi genyine abana basoloka sikira
praise the lord
kama ibazibwe
kati omwana oyo gotoli patient with
so this child you are not patient
maybe the thing is you are impatient with yourself.
Obuli yao gweke nyinde sola kwegumikiriza.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Katinze mutabani wange Dano akola nyo kubala.
For me my son Dano is very good at mathematics.
I wasn't.
Nze sali mulungi.
Kwa mama we yali omulungi.
Maybe it is the mother who was okay with mathematics.
The mother? You think so, Roda?
Olo waza mama. Muli olo waza anti mama yali amanyi math.
Okay. Mami.
Mami we.
Praise the Lord. But if he came back home with the, when he was struggling, home struggling from mathematics, I would understand.
Waka nga akoze wi mathematics na mukupala nandi nandi chitegede.
But I would still believe the same thing.
Ne insolo kirize chintu chechimu.
With whatever grades you get in math,
Bulizofu
will still he wants you to become.
Katonda ajja kufula ekyo kyagala obeere.
Omutabani wange ono
ansimbyemu
oluseke.
It's draining me money from me now.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fathers,
as Kazam.
While we was grass.
Betwalinga chali bononyi Kristo yatufiirira.
Believe in your children irrespective of how strong they may be.
Kiviza mubana bo wadonowa nwankubadde
bana. How weak they may be.
Oboli alina.
I've spoken to students before and I've told them, but maybe I've not told you. If you had met me in secondary school, you never believed
that.
Nor would you be the director of this great organization. Let me tell you about myself and think back whether you would have believed in me. Praise the Lord. When I was young, we went to school with my to the same school. First of all, they took us three.
Bato lafe naba satu.
Two sisters of mine and myself. I was the youngest. They took us to have a school that we could see now is like one of the top schools. And when they took us to that school, I think Daddy was saying, let me take these kids to this school so that they can get a good foundation. It was in Jinja. Praise the Lord. Victoria Niles, a certain school.
It
was a powerful school at that time. And they gave us an interview.
Interview.
Praise the Lord. One passed the interview. And two failed the interview. Who knows Jinja very well? Who comes from
Jinja?
There's Victoria Nile Primary School. That's where we went. And my sister and I failed the interview.
They
said, But now I think I should go back to Victoria now and talk to them like Otafire did. When Otafire was given to be minister this time around, the seminary secondary school where he had gone and he was chased away in senior 2. Congratulated him. But you know he never keeps quiet. He brought back fire. Say, why are you congratulating me? Did you chase me away? That time you didn't want me. You want me now. Praise the
Lord.
But for us, they say, we can't have you. Victoria Nero said, we can't have you.
Victoria Nero yagamba akwe tutukwetaga.
I think my father was very disappointed. This boy and girl. Then he took us to the next school. Who said, no, they know Jinja very well?
Yeah,
I went to a primary school in Jinja.
So
I know Lusoga very well.
Eh?
So they took us to Main Street Primary School.
Main Street Primary School.
Praise the Lord. Now if Victoria Nile was the school, Main Street in Lusoga, they would say, Main Street was Chidongo Champube.
ministry iti yali somero nga checho. Kidongo chapube.
A message ezichakalira, eh?
Where rats jubilate and dance around.
So we went to Main Street.
Netugenda ku Main Street.
But here I am.
Naye kati dabayo.
I don't know how my father felt. Maybe
Simani watatanga yaulira atya.
This boy.
Agamba ne yomulenzi wangu ono.
Ono onansaze.
This one is a loss.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazibu.
But I think he believed in me.
But nendo za yanzikiririzam.
Because he kept on taking me to school.
Kubanga yagenda masonga antwala kusomero.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazibu.
From Main Street Primary School.
Okuva ku Main Street Primary School.
I completed my education.
Nemalirizo kusoma kwange.
My primary school by sitting in the village.
Primary yange najitulireyo mucyalo.
There is that car school in a village. When you go to my village, there is a school by the roadside. Kanjuchi Primary School.
Walwa akasomera kwa Kanjuchi Primary School mucyalo cha feyo
bogenze. Kanjuchi Primary School.
Tayibango byimbango obo.
That God had a plan, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a father who has a what? Plan. So we from there I went to Kako Secondary School, Makerere High School, Mubzi.
Nyenze Mubzi.
Christian University.
Nyenze ku UCU.
Pan-African University.
Nyenze ku Pan-African University.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazibwe.
And here I am.
And kakano
nzuno. But in P7.
Na yuma nyinga P7.
They brought somebody to coach us.
Bale to muntu atu coachingemu.
Teacher Joshua, they brought somebody to coach us mathematics.
Teacher Joshua, bale to muntu atu coachingemu kamathi. Wakubala.
And I think
Nirando
this
woza.
Person knew the things that were going to come.
O muntu naliyama nye bigendo kuja.
So they pumped us.
Na atu pumping ebi. Na atu. Some
7 2 nights and I would look at the numbers as that one I've got it.
Natunula ngamba ngamba yonjitegedde eyo njitegedde.
But when the exams
naye chibuzo bwechatuka
everything disappeared.
Buli chimuchi nali ntegedde de chibula.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
But here I am.
Nezuno.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here I am.
Mzuno.
So we conclude by saying father should be the kind of father that reflects God.
Tata yande bade tata yule se chifananyi cha Katonda.
Who is compassionate?
Ngajidde okusasira.
Who is kind?
Nga yine chisa.
Encouraging.
Nga agumya.
Comforting.
Nga abulirira.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Who never gives up
oyo atayabulira banne
for their children.
Atayabulira bana
be. I don't know the things that will come.
Simanyi bichi bigenda okujja.
But you know life brings us lemons.
Neyo manyi obulamu buleta emichungwa enyimu.
It brings apples, you know.
Ngire nsi yemu yeleta nezi apple.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
But should life through the actions of your children bring something that is hard?
Nesinge nsi okwita mu bana bo yeleta ekintu ekirumya.
That is unexpected.
Obe chintu chobade tosubira.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
Keep on believing.
Gena masongo kiriza.
Your children like God believes in
us.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazibwe.
Keep on encouraging them to step out there and be great.
Gena masongo bagumiyo kugenda maso kubera bamanyi.
Keep on supporting them.
Bayambe.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazibwe.
They are the one that are going to carry forward your legacy.
Bebo abagenda okutwala obulamu obwo bwongereyo maso.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazibwe.
Whether they branch.
Oh, Baba,
by branching, I mean, you don't have money for senior six. Make sure they get.
Branching and take a what we na send is agenda senior six. For wakula bangaba agenda ba igechi ndo chomekono.
They don't have money for senior one.
To ina send is a senior one.
Make sure they can do something.
For wakula bangaba lo chiba solo kore chomekono.
But never tell them they are good for nothing.
Neto gezano baga mbote bagasa.
If they are good for nothing,
you are good for
nothing.
They are
your children.
Banabu.
And a fruit never falls very far away from the tree. Praise the Lord.
He loves boys a lot. And we forget so fast. the mommy who used to love boys a lot has forgotten already.
Tate yali omugula akola ati.
This clumsy father has forgotten.
Yera bidanti yali muchi. We are not saying leave them to kugula.
Tetugambye nti baleke bawugula
le. But be patient with them and understand them and help them.
Bagumikirize ero bategeere obayambe no bayamba.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
And
era
we will leave a legacy behind.
Ochibaja kulekawo chola bidako
and change the future. I want to urge you and encourage you.
Yalabaza
mwana. Fathers, be good fathers.
Era mbasabe abatata mbere batata balungi.
As you look around,
ngomaga maga,
there are people that may need your help.
Wayinza okuba abantu abeta gobula obuyambi bwo.
In one way or another, be a father to them.
Ngeri endala bera tata jebali.
God has given us a blessing.
Katonda atuwadde omukisa.
So that we may be.
Awotusobola okubeera.
We may be a blessing.
Tusobola okubeera omukisa.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Gamba muliraanwa nawo Katonda akuwadde omukisa obeere waki.
Tell your neighbor, God has given you a blessing so you may be a blessing.
I want to say to you that you are blessed. Can we pray? Let us pray. Would you like to thank God for a father somewhere? Would you like to pray for a person that you know to be a father indeed? Father, we want to thank you so much for the fathers in this place and for those that have stood in the place of a father. Some of them are women. Some of them are young. But they have stood and fathered others. We ask for your blessing upon them.
And
their strength will be their strength as well. We thank you because you are a God that never fails. A God of power. And a God of love. Strengthen the fathers. Provide for them, O God. For those fathers that are looking for finances. To take care of their children. Even the mothers, we pray that you make a way for them where there seems to be no way. Above all, we ask that you may give us wisdom. To use the resources that you've given us to still be a blessing to our children and to the children around us, those children that are in need. Help us to pick them up and to raise them up and be father to them where fathers are absent. We want to thank you for our fathers, for the things that they did in our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus that you may bless the fathers that are still with us today. Give us the grace to visit them. Give us the grace to talk to them. Give us the grace to appreciate them. To just let them know that we love them. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We also want to thank you so much for the giving.
Receive
what has been given, O God.
And
let it be used for the glory of your kingdom. Bless us all together, O God,
so
the next time we may be able to give and help in the building of your kingdom. We thank you and we bless you. We pray for our nation, Uganda. Father, we pray in Jesus' name for peace, for integrity in leadership. We also pray, O God, that you may help us and really eradicate Ebola. Not only from Uganda, but also from the
Congo.
And from wherever it may be right now. We thank you. Lord, we bless you. We pray for the nation of Israel. May you protect your children, O God. And may you preserve their lives. Preserve their nations. We pray for peace in Jerusalem. We pray for peace in Israel. We thank you, Lord. We also want to pray for
Alice.
As she recovers from childbirth, may you be with her. and give her quick recovery.
You
also want to pray for Mafia and
Salima.
Be with them and comfort them and heal their hearts today. Be with them wherever they may be today. And show them your love and care. You pray for every person in this place that is not feeling well. If you are not feeling well, lift up your hands so we pray for your healing. In the name of Jesus. Father, may you bring healing to us today. May you bring encouragement to us today. And may you provide everything that we need. Even finances, even comfort and joy according to your riches in God. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen.